Welcome back to WCRB In Concert. Be sure to join us every Sunday night starting at 7 as we bring you to the best concerts from our region's music scene, performed in places like NEC's Jordan Hall, the Gardner Museum's Calderwood Hall, Rockport's Chaloneloup Performance Center, and many, many more. For more information on the series, including the broadcast schedule, visit the In Concert page at classicalwcrb.org. I'm Chris Voss. Tonight we're at Symphony Hall in Boston with the Handel and Haydn Society and their first ever performance in over 200 years of existence of Handel's oratorio, Hercules. Like so many great works, in 1744, Handel's Hercules suffered the tragedy of a disastrous premiere and was swiftly faded from the stage. Handel and Haydn Society's artistic director, Harry Christopher, says that that is unfair to Hercules, even more so because it is quite relevant to our lives today.
It's human. It's terribly human. You know, we see this thing, and what's immensely relevant about this is actually the role of Hercules' wife, her misguided jealousy, the way she tortures herself in the end when she realizes what she's done. And it has a incredible, all these mythological stories have a relevance today. We can see similarities wherever we go.
A work they've never before performed, and indeed has rarely heard before, Handel Hercules, is luckily being brought to us tonight with the Handel and Haydn Society at Symphony Hall. The second part includes some of the more brilliant music Handel ever wrote, including the dramatic mad scene, where Hercules' wife, Dejanira, realizes her jealousy has caused Hercules' death. With changes in color and tempo, it's pure drama.
Where shall I fly? Where hide this guilty head?
That great music ahead in part two. The story concludes like this. Dejanira is in possession of a magic cloak, which she is assured will bring Hercules back to her should his love ever falter. And so, at a banquet celebrating Hercules' triumphant return, convinced that he is carrying on an affair with the legendary beauty Iole, Dejanira drapes that magic cloak over her husband's shoulders. But the cloak turns out not to be an elixir of love. Instead, it is poisonous, and it kills the great hero. Realizing what she has done, and now realizing that her misplaced jealousy has killed her husband, Dejanira goes mad. But the chorus announced that Hercules has been lifted to join the gods on Mount Olympus, and the opera actually ends on a positive note when Hercules' son Hylas marries Iole. Grammy-winning bass baritone Jonathan LaMalu is Hercules, with Catherine Wynne Rogers as his wife, Dejanira. Amanda Forsyth is Iole, and Robert Murray is Hercules' son, Hylas. Part two of Handel's Hercules now on WCRB In Concert with Harry Christophers and the Handel and Haydn Society.
And has heard me breathe my amorous vows, but deaf to the soft plea, rejects my offered love. See where she stands, like fair Diana circled by her nymphs.
Well, young prince, I guess the cause that this way leads your steps. Why will you urge a suit I must not hear? Love finds no dwelling in that hapless breast, where sorrow and her gloomy train reside.
The stealing hand of all-subduing time may drive these black intruders from their seat and leave the heavenly mansion of thy bosom serene and vacant to a softer guest.
And think'st thou I only can ever love the son of Hercules, whose arms deprived her of country, father, liberty, impossible?
I own the truths that blast my springing hopes, yet, oh, permit me, charming maid, to gaze on those dear beauties that enchant my soul, and through, at least, that hair I must despair to gain.
Is this the son of Hercules, for labors famed and hardihoods of old? Oh, prince, exert the virtues of thy race, and call for
resistless ways in breasts immortal. From celestial seats descending, choice divine, gods have left their heavens above. Gods have left their heavens above to taste the sweeter heaven of love. To taste the sweeter heaven of love. To taste the sweeter heaven of love. From celestial seats descending, joys divine a while suspending. Gods have left their heaven above to taste the sweeter heaven of love. To taste the heaven of love. Gods have left their heaven above to taste the sweeter heaven of love. To taste the sweeter heaven of love. Cease my passion then to blame. Scorn a god like flame, cease to scorn a god like flame, a god like flame, cease to scorn a god like flame, cease my passion then to blame. Gods have left the heaven above. gods have left the heaven above to taste the sweeter hem of love, to taste the sweeter hem of love, to taste the sweeter hem of love. From celestial seas descending, joys divine a while suspending. Gods have left the heavens above to taste the sweeter hem of love, to taste the hem of love. Gods have left the heavens above to taste the sweeter hem of love, to taste, to taste the sweet.
Shine, 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 shine shine, with brightest lustre shine. A kind is name in lady story, shine with brightest lustre shine, shine with brightest lustre shine, with brightest lustre shine, with brightest lustre shine, with brightest lustre shine. Kind is name in lady story, shine with brightest lustre shine, shine with brightest lustre shine. Heroes rise to glory by actions emulating mine, by actions emulating mine, by actions emulating mine. And future heroes rise in glory by actions emulating mine, by actions.
is of wield. A glittering sword is thine. The spindle and the distaff, and the distaff wield. The spindle wield. The distaff wield. Design thy club and lion spoils, and fly from war to female boys. Design thy club and fly from war to female toils, to the glittering sword and shield, the spindle and the distaff wield. Resign thy club, resign thy club and lion spoils, and fly from war to female toils, the spindle wield, the distaff wield, the glittering sword is the spindle and the distaff wield, the distaff wield, the spindle wield, the spindle and the distaff wield.
Belied my ever faithful love and constancy.
Would it were so,
and that the babbler fame had not through all the Grecian cities spread the shameful tale.
The priests of Jupiter prepare with solemn rites to thank the god for the success of my victorious arms. The ready sacrifice expects my presence. I go. Meantime, let these suspicions sleep, nor causeless jealousy alarm your breast.
Dissembling false, perfidious Hercules, did he not swear when first he wooed my love? The sun should cease to dawn, the silver moon be blotted from tongue dissemble the torture of my heart. jealous frenzy to roughly greeted you. I see and blame the error that misled me to insult that innocence and beauty.
Thank the gods that have inspired your mind with calmer thoughts, and from your breast removed the vulture jealousy.
Great Jove, succeed this last experience.